You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders likes to keep a tidy house, and well-groomed family dogs are part of that expectation. But Rosie and Sam would prefer to back off from their new bathing regimen.
That goofy disco song about working at the car wash runs through my skull each time I head to the self-service dog wash I recently discovered. A smelly pooch rides shotgun, looking concerned. This is true, especially of Rosie, who hates traveling. She pants so incessantly that she leaves drool all over the seat. Rosie is possibly part Yorkie, certainly part Nervous Nelly. She equates a car ride with being boarded or suffering some type of indignity at the veterinarian. Her partner Sam, probably part poodle and definitely part skunk, loves riding in the car. That's until I pull into the parking lot of the dog wash building. Then he looks at me with doleful eyes as if to say, "Ah, food guy, not again with the bath." Bathing the dogs in winter once required pulling the galvanized wash tub onto the back deck, filling it with buckets of hot and cold water, then quickly bathing them one at a time. Then I would towel a dog off and use a hairdryer in the shop. Next, I'd round up the other pooch, who by then disappeared into deep hiding, having sensed what was coming next. Finally, I would have to clean up the mess and do a full washer load of beach towels. It was definitely a chore, which meant the dogs often descended to clothespin to the nose stinky before I broke down and bathed them. Sadly, that wasn't long for Sam, who finds smelly things to explore each time he goes outside. Plus, he just naturally starts smelling rank quicker than the daintier Rosie. Since I am OCD when it comes to cleanliness in an orderly house, having a smelly dog lying between me and the television is bothersome. A few times a year, I shell out the money to take them to the beauty shop, where they receive a nice haircut and leave smelling divine. But that's expensive, eating up most of a C-note for two dogs. The groomer has a sign on the counter listing 10 reasons he charges more than a regular hairstylist. It reads, "Your hairdresser doesn't wash and clean your rear end. You don't go for 8 weeks without washing or brushing your hair. Your hairdresser doesn't have to give you a sanitary trim. Your hairdresser doesn't have to clean your ears. Your hairdresser doesn't have to remove the boogies from your eyes. You sit still for your hairdresser. Your haircut does not include a manicure or pedicure. Your hairdresser only washes and cuts the hair on your head. You don't bite or scratch your hairdresser. And last, the likelihood of you pooping on the hairdresser is pretty slim." These are all valid reasons, but still not something I can afford to do more than every 3 months. Then I discovered the self-service dog wash. What a minor masterpiece of American capitalism. For roughly the cost of about 3 grande lattes from Starbucks, I walk in with a smelly dog and am provided a rubber apron, a nice sink with a restaurant-style faucet, temperature-controlled, all the shampoo necessary, an unlimited supply of towels, brushes, and an industrial-strength fur dryer. When done, I dump the towels in a laundry basket, pay, and walk out with dogs that smell lovely. This has become a Saturday morning ritual, taking the dogs in for a weekly bathing. I find it therapeutic and relaxing. Both Sam and Rosie don't seem to mind once they're actually in the sink being shampooed. They both love the towel massage that follows. And there's an Old Roy biscuit waiting when we get home. Those dogs do love their Old Roy biscuits. And I love those dogs, especially when they're clean.
Commentator Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College. You can find his work at GaryBorders.com.